Okay, pet play. I do like pet play. I'm not super hardcore about it, but I'm mostly just, I mean, I've been told that the way I like move, I guess, or the way I don't even know what the heck he was referring to, but apparently I'm very feline, in my movements, mannerisms, something. I don't know. I think it's because I'm just a lazy asshole who likes to like lay in bed and stretch and stuff. I like the I mean I the collar thing doesn't really do much for me. Mostly because I don't like having stuff tight around my neck, unless it's like a pair of hands and briefly. Yeah, the collar thing, it doesn't really do much for me. I like to bark, kind of a lot, and have for many years now. And my meow isn't anywhere near as strong as my bark, but yeah, that can be kind of fun too, for reasons that I don't quite understand. But yeah, I like it, so yeah, there's that. I guess that kind of ties in. This sounds so fucking weird, but when I get like really, really happy, I kind of like wiggle my butt. And I think that started because I used to want, I don't know, I just always thought it might be cool to like have wings or a tail or something. Some, you know, nifty animal body part that we didn't end up with. But, I don't know, I would just act like a puppy when I got excited to be an asshole, and it just kind of stuck with me. So, yeah, now when I get happy, I wiggle my bum back and forth like I had a tail. So I guess that might. I don't really know enough about like the ins and outs or whatever, like the dynamics of pet play, so I don't know if that would be like a normal part of it, or if I'm if that just sounds weird and that's it. But there's that. Let me see, what was the next one? Collars. Okay, well, I already kind of went over collars. I know it's like a symbol of ownership, or like a, you know, just like a token of like the connection between you, or the bond between you, or whatever. I'd be like cool with wearing something else. I don't really know what exactly, but yeah, having something like tight around my neck, or not, it didn't even have to be tight around my neck, but just around my neck, it just drives me like I feel like I can't fucking breathe. It's crazy. Choking, kind of the same thing. I mean, if it's just for like a second or two, and it's in the moment, and it is specifically to like cut your air off, or I mean, cut my air off, I guess. with the other person, if they're into that, then I kind of like it. I don't mind it. It's cool. But yeah, if it's just like a constant feeling of, you know, the comedian Mitch Hedberg, he had a joke about turtlenecks and why he didn't like them, or just what he thought about them, and something along the lines of, it feels like you're being strangled all day long by a really, really weak guy. Yeah, I think it's kind of like that. excuse me. Rape. Consensual non-consent? Hell yeah, let's do it. Actual rape? Yeah, no, I'm good. I think that would be horribly, horribly traumatizing and just awful. But yeah, as like a controlled fantasy with somebody that you trust, fuck yeah, let's do it. slave play. Yeah, I'm not so like, I'm too willful, basically, to really get down with that. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, if when I'm with somebody, I'm devoted to them to a level that would actually probably work with the whole slave play thing, but it's of my own volition, you know? If it were, like, expected, demanded, whatever of me, I don't know, it would just piss me off, and I'd be like, no, fuck you, I'm good, no, do it yourself. Or, like, yeah, I don't care, fuck off. So, yeah, I don't really know what to say on that one. In my head, I very much dislike the idea and wouldn't enjoy it. But in practice, I kind of do it anyway. I guess is the best way to put it, but I don't know. Again, I'm not familiar enough with the dynamics of such a relationship to really be able to say whether or not what I'm thinking is actually, like, you know, a good, or if I'm, like, comparing it. If what I'm comparing is, I'm not even going to try. I can't words and thoughts sometimes, and this is one of those times, and I think you get the idea, so we're just going to go on to the last one, which is BDSM. Okay, so the BD part, I dig that if it's, like, arbitrary, basically. I mean, the bondage part, I do enjoy that. That's fun. I don't always have the patience for all of it. I don't think I would. I don't know. It depends on... Yeah, nope. Words. Can't words right now. Fuck it. So, yeah. The bondage part, I like. The discipline part, I do enjoy it just as, like a fuck it little fun thing. Like, hey, like, I mean, basically arbitrary is the word. Like, if it's an actual, you know, like, set of rules that I'm supposed to abide by, and if I don't, then I get disciplined. Like, no, fuck that. No. But if it's just, hey, I feel like spanking her right now. Hey, come here, you were bad. You need to be spanked. It's like, fuck you, what'd I do? Does it matter? Good point. And then spanking and other fun things. Yeah. So, yeah, that part. And then the DS part. Meh. Yeah, just meh. The, like, master, sir, mistress, that part of it, I don't know, like, I don't care that much about that part. Like, it doesn't really, I don't know, it's like it makes too much of a game out of it instead of just, I'd rather enjoy each other more than enjoy the game, I guess, if that makes sense. But, yeah, I don't know. Different strokes. People like what they like, and it's just not, that particular thing just doesn't quite do it for me. So, yeah, and then the S&M part, that's where I start getting excited. I've said this in another thing before, kind of recently, I think, but yeah, I enjoy, well, physical sensations, basically. Oh, excuse me. And of the ones that I've encountered, pain is particularly fascinating and interesting and comes in so many different fucking flavors. Yeah, so the physical pain part, I enjoy that. And I mean, of course, there are kinds that I do like and kinds that I don't, but on the whole, that's one of my big, that's what gets me going. So, yeah, the sadomasochism stuff is very, enticing to me. But that's if it's kept in the realm of strictly physical. When you get into like emotional sadism or like mental or I don't know, spiritual, if you can, well, I'm sure you can, but like, yeah, that, yeah, those levels, it's just kind of like, no, thanks, shove it up your ass, I'm good, I'll be over here doing anything but that.
Yes, me too, kitten.
My cat agrees, apparently. So,
I think that was the last one.
Yeah, the anecdotes or personal history thing, I'm always kind of weird about getting into stuff like that. But there's why I enjoy or don't enjoy them. I think I was probably only supposed to talk about the ones I do enjoy. Shit. All right. I don't know, maybe I'll do this again. Maybe I'll redo this and just talk about the parts I like of those things, because I think that was the point of this. Ah, okay.